Well, once again, this morning it's cold, brutally cold, and health experts are advising that if we have to go outdoors, we should only stay out for a few minutes. Well, Dave Supernon runs a dairy and beef operation on the western side of the state, and he says he only wishes it were that easy. He says his family has to do what is necessary to keep the cows comfortable, although he said preparation has been a key.
We've been planning for this for at least 2 days. Make sure all the heaters and the water tanks are up to snuff. Make sure all the batteries are good. Make sure all the tractors are plugged in. As far as make sure that everybody's got feed so it's readily available in case it snows. We've just been getting ready. This morning we went outside. It was absolutely miserable. The cows were locked in the freestall barn because we didn't want them to get frostbite.
Speaking of livestock, Extension Specialist Jeff Lumenkohler says the youngest animals are the most susceptible to cold temperatures and wind chills. And he said during these extreme cold conditions, a little extra feed supplement can go a long way.
What we like to see folks do during these periods of time is to try and get some calories in from either corn or soy hulls or corn gluten feed, any of the feeds that they can pick up at their local elevator or feed store, just to try and get extra calories in during this period of time. And, you know, 3 to 4 pounds of supplement can go a long way during these cold temperatures.
Well, the USDA will have another very important report coming out this Friday, but prior to that, they're saying the all-milk price here in 2014 could top the $21 mark, and most analysts are looking for a strong Class 3 price as well. Because of that, market analyst Mike North says now might be a good time to lock some prices in.
We're looking at a $18.50 average price for Class 3 milk. These are levels well above what most people had thought a month ago, had penciled into their budgets. These are places now where we can start coming in and undergirding that with some put protection. If the market remains hot and the prices go higher, we get the higher milk check in our mailbox. If, of course, the market goes lower, the puts there act as a floor to keep us from going back to where we just came from.
Well, right now, we certainly are looking at a strong dairy market with block cheese up to $2.05 a pound. Your barrels rally to $1.95, and AA butter is at $1.62. Class 3 prices, January at $20.06, February up another 15 cents to $19.87, March $19.17, and April prices to $18.56. Board of Trade, higher prices for corn and beans. March corn up 4.25 to 4.27 and 0.75 cents per bushel. May 4.35 and 0.75 cents. Beans for January up 7.5 to 12.97 and 0.25 cents. March up 5.5 to 12.78 and March wheat, that price is to 6.06. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 74 to 92, atop at 95. Most of the slaughter cows, 54 to 73. Slaughter bulls, 72 to 95. Replacement bull calves, $1 to $2.35. Heifer calves, 60 to 145. And the barrels and gilts, 62 to 74. Feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 30 to 50. Feeder lambs at $1.70. And market lambs, 173 and down. And that is your lowdown on ag prices. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.